a lot more food buying for Christmas. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, more and more of our holiday gift spending is going to buy food gifts. USDA's Gary Crawford feeds us this report.
As we get into the holidays, for many of us, as the song says,
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
And if you are a retailer with stuff to sell,
it is literally the most wonderful time of the year.
And she should know. That's Anna Serafin Smith with the National Retail Federation, which is forecasting that we will spend about $682 billion on holiday gifts and such this year, which would be almost 4% more than last year. And she says it turns out
gift-giving of food is really big.
And according to the National Retail Federation's survey of consumers this year,
approximately 34% of Americans are going to be giving a gift that is either food-related or candy-related to family and loved ones, or maybe even friends or the mailman during the holidays.
And that's up from 31% last year. And this shows up in all kinds of ways. First, Anna says for overall holiday shopping sales at stores last year,
food and beverage stores came as the number one spot in regards to sales during the holiday season.
Anna says the number one gift item this year is going to be gift cards. The survey shows the average shopper will give about 4 cards this season. 36% of those cards will be for restaurants. So that's another food holiday connection. So for the folks who sell food in all of its forms,
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
And for some of us,
it's the most fattening time of the year.
That as well.
Well, that's okay. We can enjoy it now. Take off any extra pounds after New Year's. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And a lot of great food gift-giving ideas from Tennessee farmers at picktnproducts.org. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.